Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Black Trans and Beautiful. This episode is brought to you by Maven. The holidays are vastly approaching, and we are going into a new year. So since we're going into a new year, y'all, let's get glammed all the way up. You can go to my special website, priestessbeauty.maven.com, and I'm telling you, we have like Peruvian yaki. We have dyed hair. We have hair for every woman that you are. And you can get it at zero interest. Yes, zero interest. Use my promo code HOLIDAY to save 15% now. Again, go to priestessbeauty.maven.com. You won't be disappointed. Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy holidays. Christmas is like 14 days away at this point, and I've done all my Christmas shopping. I don't know about you all, but hey, I did what I had to do, okay? I just want to say thank you all to everyone that has listened to this podcast. Please do me a favor, and don't forget to share and leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Wherever you are listening to this podcast, it helps a great deal for us to get the word out. And please share. Please share your favorite episode. Please share and show us that you love us, okay? Like, for real. It really helps this creative to grow. And I have an announcement. I am now back doing YouTube videos. Yes, your girl is back on YouTube. I am making YouTube videos. I must admit that I did lose myself. I did really lose myself in trying to keep up with the Joneses. Why keep up with the Joneses when you can just be yourself and be happy with who you are? And that's what I am doing. I'm being happy with myself. And I'm just so grateful because I really got complacent with YouTube and I was just over it. And it's not even about the money at this point. It's about living life and just doing what's right for you. So I'm just grateful. And I'm thankful for everything, you know. But this episode is just going to be lighthearted and fun and joyful. So Christmas season is vastly approaches. And I've been watching as many of the Christmas specials as I possibly can, and it's been fun. I did watch Charlie Brown's Christmas. I also ended up watching a little bit of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which you all know that's my personal favorite. And Christmas time is a great time. And you know, at first I didn't know how I was going to handle the holidays this year, being that I won't be around my family. And right now, there's been a family situation that has transpired, but all is working out well. Thankfully, it's better than what it could have been. And just celebrating my grandmother's birthday this season as well. She turned 83, and I'm so very happy. I'm so grateful, God, and she is just awesome. And I am just happy, just very happy. So, you know, this Christmas season is different. I'm in a different place, different city, but I'm still surrounded by people who love me, who care. You know, I'm just excited. And my brand is yet growing. It's yet being enhanced. Y'all give a shout out and show some love to my photographer and my good friend, Bruce Jackson. Y'all can find him on Instagram. His IG is at Bruce Took It. The links will be posted in the show notes. So y'all, please support him. If you need shots, support him, okay? It's going to be a blessing to your life. I'm here to tell you. He's making your girl look good, and he's helping me revamp some things and really get into the true essence of the priestess. And that is another gift for me this Christmas, along with life, health, and strength. I could go on and on and on, but, you know, When you have so much potential and so much creativity, you can't allow yourself to get stagnant. You can't allow yourself just to stop at one point. You have to keep going. And that's why I'm so thankful for this Christmas as well. I'm thankful for Christmas because I have a job. I'm happy. I have love in my life. And yes, I'm dating someone and I'm very excited. I'm just freaking excited. And a lot of people are like, well, you being so excited doesn't mean anything. Okay, you don't have to be excited for me, but I'm excited for myself. I'm excited for, this Christmas, being special. And I love, love, love the Christmas season. I really do. It's awesome just to celebrate Christmas. So that's just my thoughts on celebrating the holidays. So, and I could go on and on and on. I could go on and on and on, but I did not want to let this week go by without an episode for you all. So this episode, I'm going to share some of my favorite Christmas memories, and some things that I thoroughly enjoyed in past Christmases. So I'm going to take a quick break. Y'all stay tuned. Listen to some church announcements. All right. Bye-bye. Christmas for me has been one of my favorite holidays, even as a child. However, there has been some Christmases where things have not been the way that I felt that it should have been. But Christmas has always had a special place in my heart. And I'm so very grateful to be alive this Christmas season, to be alive and breathing during this holiday season. For me, Christmas means more than just gifts. It means more than just commercials, more than just tinsel, more than just the food. It means being together with people that you love, being around people that you care about, showing love towards your fellow man, and showing love towards people that are in your life, people that you don't even know, and really being peaceful. Because I could get religious, but for most religious people, people look at Christmas as just a religious happening. No, we For Christians, we do celebrate the birth of Christ and celebrating life and redemption and being put in a safe place, having grace and mercy in our lives, having a savior to come. But even if you're not religious, there are some things you can learn from the Christmas story. So I am taking that to heart even more this season, So it really helps to show love at all times. It really helps to show love, not just during the holiday season, but all year long. Whenever there is more love in the world, you have more love, period. So I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. One of my favorite Christmas memories, and I will always say this, one of my favorite Christmas memories was back in 1995. I was living in South Carolina, and this year was kind of different because one of the parental figures in my household had been sick for a while and dealing with a severe illness. And things had been kind of trying, making trips back and forth to the hospital, making trips back and forth to doctor's appointments and figuring out school arrangements, different things like that. And what transpired was this particular Christmas, I was given a trampoline for Christmas. I had always wanted one, and this year was the year that I got the trampoline, and the parental figure that was sick, and my aunt and my siblings and cousins, we all went outside on Christmas Day in the cold and jumped on the trampoline. We jump, 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 and we had a great time. good food, watching TV. And we later went to my grandmother's house. We went to my grandmother's house after opening presents at our home and gave my grandmother her presents and really spent time with my grandmother, showed her love, and just loved on the whole family. And that's, for me, is what Christmas is all about. Another one of my favorite Christmas memories would actually be singing for my great grandmother a few years before she passed. I don't know what it is about families that know that you are into music, that know that you are a musician, but it happens. And by me being a musician, I catch so much hexing light. But this particular Christmas, I sang the Temptations Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. And I actually played it. And during this time, I was really honing my music skills. Well, this particular Christmas, one of my favorite aunts surprised me with a state-of-the-art, for that time, keyboard where I could lay tracks. Her and my uncle both surprised me with musical instruments. And I was just so stoked about it. I was so stoked and happy and glad that I was able to get this particular keyboard, because I happened to eyeballing it and I was doing all kind of crazy stuff on it. And really, they pushed me to do music and I love it. That's why I'm still doing music now. I absolutely love, 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 love music. Music is life. And if you don't believe that music is life, then something is really wrong with you for real. Like, music is really life. And I'm just excited that music is a part of my life. I refuse to let music go. Even when I don't feel like creating, I'll listen to some music or I'll play around with some music or some songs. So that's something that relieves stress for me and that helps me stay in a good place mentally. So I love creating music. You know, it's not just a hobby, it's my life. So, and these are just a few of my favorite Christmas memories. But it's something about being able to wake up and have presents under the tree. May not be that many presents and it may not be name brand stuff, but just to have something, you know, that shows that you are loved and appreciated, that meant a lot for me at that age. And it still means a lot, even in my adulthood. Last Christmas, I didn't get any Christmas presents, you know, that I felt that I should have gotten, but I got some gifts. I did get some gifts. And I was just blessed to have life and spend it with family and loved ones. And that's what Christmas is all about, spending time with the people that you love and care about. You know, so many times we put an emphasis on having this type of present, but that's not what it's about. And one thing that I absolutely love about Christmas, I used to do this when I was a kid and I stopped as I got older, but always being at my grandmother's house, I would go up to her house on the weekends. And all the Christmas carols that I knew, I would stand in front of the Christmas tree like I was a Christmas caroler, and I would sing in front of the Christmas tree and give a whole full performance. Even if no one was in the living room with me where the tree was, I knew that they were listening because I would hear the TV come, like, go down a little bit, and or either somebody would walk in and was like, "You singing that song?" Or me and one of my cousins, when we were together, we would sing Christmas carols, and that's something that we all used to do. And it's amazing how sometimes things change during the holidays. Things really do change during the holiday season, but it's all for the better, it's all for the good. So I absolutely am thankful and grateful for where life is taking me, where life is going, and I'm happy. I'm very happy. But with that being said, I'm going to end this podcast. Happy holidays to you all. During the week of Christmas, I will be doing an actual replay episode of previous proportions, because heck, it's Christmas time and I need to go on vacation, okay? But that's just due to our break for the holidays. But I'm still going to be here with you. Melanated Memoirs and Nikki Colors will still be going. So y'all still follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Both of those are at Yannick T Music. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for your love and your support. Don't forget you can support us by going to our Ko-Fi page at ko-fi.com/YannickTaylor. Anything helps. Anything helps for this podcast. And happy holidays. And y'all, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, okay? Because I don't have to find you for not checking out my YouTube channel. Live, love, and be free. Happy holidays. Smooches from the priestess, from my family, from Black Trans and Beautiful to you. Love ya.